I'm Jeff Brady, south of New York on the New Jersey shore. Officials here have ordered mandatory evacuations. Governor Chris Christie had this message for stragglers on the beach Friday evening.
Do not waste any more time working on your tan. Get off the beach, get out of your beach houses, and get to safer ground.
Even as the governor delivered that message, there were plenty of people on the beach. At the Ventnor City Beach, just south of Atlantic City, Kevin Boyer is here with a couple of friends and says he's ready to ride out the storm in his parents' house.
I did buy a lot of beer, made sure we're stocked with alcohol and games and things to do. I took a couple coolers, filled them up with a ton of water just from the tap to make sure in case you can't drink the water.
Authorities have warned parts of the shore could go days or even weeks without electricity if the storm is as powerful as predicted. That's why Christy Borden was in Ventnor just through Friday evening to secure her beach house.
I'm just bringing some furniture upstairs. We brought all the furniture from outside in the grill in the garage and elevated it.
Borden says she wanted to get a few minutes more on the beach before resuming work.
We don't have a ton of stuff because we're renovating a house, but at the same time, the house is finally complete, and we might be getting all this water surge is a little frightening, but what can you do?
Nearby, Barbara Schweitzer lives here year-round and thinks her brick house will be fine.
But the house next door was put up a few years ago, and I'm wondering how well-constructed it is. It's very beautiful, but I don't know how. I hope it stays just the way it looks right now.
A lot of people enjoy spending their summer vacations at the Jersey Shore, and many of them also hope that after Irene passes by, this beautiful place will stay just the way it looks right now. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Ventnor City, New Jersey.